I'm gonna compare that to Ho Chi Minh City. Everybody who lives there calls it Saigon. I mean, even though it's officially called, you're not seeing the.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
Hi, this is Bo.
Hey, it's John.
We're with We Heart Music Radio. Wizard World Minneapolis just ended. Just think of the three-day event.
Definitely more on the pop culture side. We talked about it earlier about how it's billed as a Comic-Con, but it's really more in the pop culture and family entertainment umbrella, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I have no expectation that there'll be comics. There was one comic book dealer, and he was actually getting a lot of action because he was the only one. Is that right?
Yeah, it's good to have a monopoly no matter what you're selling, because if people want it, you're the only source. There was another guy that sold the action figures and the videos. He had comics as well. So there were comics sprinkled in, but by and large, it was other items and other things to do and see.
Well, you know, speaking of comics, since we're going to kind of focus on comic books, they did have a lot of the funny books artists, including like Ren and Stimpy and Nancy artists. A lot of these kind of like, I wouldn't say they were like, you know, heroes in tights or anything, but I mean, they're still kind of interesting if you're into that kind of funny character comics, wouldn't you say? Or
yeah, again, more pop culture. They had, like you said, Bob Camp, who was co-creator of Ren and Stimpy, and then was it Mark Kinsler? You knew him more than I did. Yeah, but
yeah, you mean Commander Mark?
Commander Mark. What was I thinking? I called him by his real name. Shh, that's his alias, Commander Mark. Yeah, who you said had a show on PBS?
That's right. I used to watch him draw. He drew it was called The Secret City. And every week he would kind of add a little bit to The Secret City. And his art was very intricate. And, you know, I was a little kid when I was watching the program. I never actually seen the final product. I'm assuming he eventually finished the drawing, but every week it was... you know, and he's a nice guy. He would actually try to teach kids how to draw, you know, that kind of cartoonish. It wouldn't be really comic book, but it's very cartoony.
Right, right. And he did a couple how-to demonstrations during the weekend, as did one of the Disney artists that has been here before, Clinton Hobarth. He was working on a Donald Duck painting, right?
Yeah, he actually said that on the previous Comic-Con, he did an art of Jessica Rabbit, but she proved a little too sexy for the the kind of audience that was there. So he decided to be on a safer bet and did a Donald Duck kind of head drawing. And, you know, it took him 3 days, but he eventually got it down, and it actually looked quite good at the finished product.
Yeah, I think it was 3 days, but I mean, it was, you know, a few hour-long how-to discussions where he kind of very much stopped his process and explained it to everybody and all of that. So, I mean, don't think that he spent 3 days out straight on this thing. But yeah, it was good, and obviously there's a reason that he is a Disney licensed artist, because the end result was great.
Let's solve a mystery or rewrite history.
DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring do, bad and good luck tales.
Danger, watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. Woo.
What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales. Woo! Every day we're out there making DuckTales. Woo!
We did see a few comic artists and comic folks. Colleen Duran, who's done a little of everything. I had her sign a Spider-Man issue, and of course some Wonder Woman's, and she did a couple issues of Sandman with Neil Gaiman.
That's right. Actually, that's probably where most people are going to know her from. She also created a Distant Soil, which might not be on everybody's radar, but I guess it was her first Minneapolis appearance.
So she said. I'd seen her before, but it may have been Chicago. And talking about Distant Soil, this was indie self-publishing comics, really, when there were few people doing that. Dave Sim was doing Cerebus, the Pennies were doing ElfQuest back then. Yeah. But, I mean, she was considered a professional at age 15 and was doing Distant Soil as a teenager. So, I mean, talk about trailblazing and a pioneer. That's pretty impressive when you look back.
Actually, I did get one of my books signed, so very happy to have her in town. And what else? You get the usual Danny Fingeroth.
Sure, he's kind of hired on the Wizard Tour to moderate a lot of the discussions during the weekend, he's got a good resume himself, both as a writer and an editor. Sam Humphrey swung in a bit of a last-minute confirm for the show. He's written Guardians Team-Up. He's currently on Green Lanterns with an S. That, I believe, is a twice-monthly book, one of DC's Rebirth key books. And so he's continuing to write the Green Lanterns book, as well as got some other projects in the hopper.
Speaking of surprise appearances, Gordon Purcell made an appearance.
He did. He popped in, popped out, just for a panel discussion. Was that right?
That is correct. And he really didn't have a table or anything. He was just wandering around. Actually, I ran into him, forgot his name, and but I knew his face. We had a nice little chat. And this guy's pretty much drawn a bit of everything, really.
Yep, best known locally based artist, best known for his Star Trek and other licensed work. Has been in the industry definitely since the 80s. So always nice to see a familiar face like that. I'm trying to think who else on the comic front.
Wait, before you do, a little trivia.
Okay.
I have Purcell's first published work. First major publisher work.
Okay.
It was in a DC bonus book. That's one of the freebies that you get with the regular monthly title. So I believe it was probably like Flash number whatever. It was a bonus book that was attached.
Okay. Once again, Vo's making up facts. Fake news here. No. I believe it. I guess you could check sites like Comic Book DB and some of those things to find out a lot of what artists and writers actually do chronologically. And those online resources are really good. Before you go to a convention, you can have your books all lined up for these folks to sign for you.
I've got the cash
on my couch.
You're welcome to crash.
And if you ever need a hand,
I'll be there in a flash.
I'm your super that has a double meaning.
Another local celebrity that actually made an appearance, of which we weren't expecting, was Brian Oak from The Current.
Oh, yeah. One of the panels, many panels this weekend, was the obligatory panel about superhero movies and how those compare, Marvel movies, DC movies, etc. And on that panel, we were a little surprised to see DJ and Marvel devotee Brian Oak, who did a lot of time with Drive 105, Rev back in the day, Cities 97, and of course, currently on 89.3 The Current.
Yeah, very surprised to find out. And I had no idea he was a Marvel comic book fan. And he drops no clue of it on any of his radio program. I mean, it's all about music with this guy.
He's hiding his geekdom very well. But he did come out and say he is all Marvel, no DC. He is completely anti-DC. He grew up with Marvel and is always going to be a Marvel guy. And Rebirth, New 52, all these reboots are not going to put a dent in his armor. He's a 100% Marvel guy.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up with the Wizard World thing. Is that, I've been to a few of these gatherings. And I have to say, if you only go for just maybe the Saturday show, I think there's a lot of value there for your money. especially if you have children. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. Pretty much it's...
Well, yeah, there was plenty to see and do. Definitely, like you said, if you're a family or if you've got young kids, there was a kids-specific stage. There was an entertainment stage with everything from magicians to a cappella groups to people in vintage costumes. There was a lot of how-to seminars. There's a gaming area. So, you know, I mean, it is a decent outlet for that young fan to kind of introduce him to some of these worlds.
And it's also a rare opportunity for the kids to check out the Nintendo Switch, which you can't find in stores, but they had a demo units for kids to try out. And, I mean, everything from VR to video games. I mean, the video game has expanded since last year, and that's maybe drawing in a few of the attendees and stuff. But like I said, you know, for the amount of money you're spending, there's a lot of value here for just kind of like for fun family out, and personally speaking anyway, because I started witnessing a lot of kids who were having such a great time getting photographed with the Disney princess to getting balloon animals to getting face painted and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they're not spending the whole day here, but, you know, for that brief 4 or 5 hours, I think it's great for them.
Yeah, anything to support the hobby, to support a gathering of folks that like comic books or pop culture, the superhero stuff, the gaming, I'm all about it. So I know Wizard has its critics, and, you know, there are other shows in the area, but anything that helps promote these hobbies, these pastimes, is a positive right there. You got a body that can make me scream. I want to take you for a ride in my Superman sheets. Got an old mixtape full of workout songs. Gonna take you to the point, make it all night long. Something about you I can't explain, but man, you got me feeling like a kid again. And damn, you got me crushing like way back when. And you take me back like Nintendo, like when we were 10. Yo, our hands out the window, wherever we go. You bring me back like it's all been, like sleepover parties. Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm not letting go. You got my heart throbbing up, like the shoes with the palms. Got my battleship song, and you already know. You take me back like Nintendo. All right, speaking of other shows in the area, what's going on next week? Next week we've got, you know, everybody knew it for so long as SpringCon. It's the Minnesota Comic Book
MSP,
Association.
Yeah,
okay. It's now rebranded itself the last couple of years to be the Minneapolis St. Paul Comic Con or some sort. But, you know, the older folks know it as SpringCon.
But yeah, I think everybody calls it SpringCon or FallCon. I really don't like the new name change, and I don't really think anyone else does.
Well, it was done when Wizard came to town, and they felt they needed to rebrand themselves. They're a nonprofit organization, and they've been the longtime comic convention in the market here. So they wanted to make sure the general public that maybe wasn't as familiar knew that it was this kind of show. So they rebranded, which it makes sense, but maybe they could have called it just SpringCon, Comic-Con, or what have you, but it is next Saturday and Sunday, the, I believe, 20th, 21st, at the fairgrounds, state fairgrounds.
And as usual, it's very affordable. I think if you bring a can of food, you get a dollar off, so, I mean, is it still under 15 or 10?
$13 for both days, yep, and that gets you a wristband for both days of the show, and it is very comic book oriented. So some of those folks that felt they were missing out at Wizard, not getting kind of their fill on that side, the local show will definitely get you everything you need.
All right. So are you going to attend next week?
Tentatively, that's the plan, yeah. It should be a good show. There's a lot more comic-centric guests there. All the locally based folks, Ben Percy, who writes Green Lantern, James Bond, Dan Jurgens, obviously Superman and everything else. Gordon Purcell will be there all weekend. Ael Garza, who's done a lot of Wildstorm books for the older folks. Arvell Jones and Keith Pollard, who were kind of trailblazing African-American artists back in the 70s and into the 80s on the Marvel side. So there's a good amount of talent, both old and new.
Keith Pollard, yeah, that name brings up a lot of fond 80s and 90s comic.
Guy's a legend. He did a great run on Thor, Spider-Man as well, so definitely worth seeing. Arvel, I believe, started out with Neil Adams back in the 70s, worked in Continuity Studios and got his start that way. But those guys, along with names like Billy Graham, I'm trying to think who else, but you know, there weren't a lot of African-American comic artists back in the early 70s, and so these guys really made an impact on Marvel, and obviously pretty influential, looking back at their work and kind of the fact that they opened some doors there.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, I can go anywhere. Friends, you know, ways to grow, a reading rainbow.
What else? So a couple of comic book straight to Blu-ray and DVD releases that just happened. The Teen Titans just released the Judas Contract. Did you get a chance to watch this?
I have watched it, and those of you that know it from the comics, it's a bit different. They've taken a few liberties, and so I almost look at it as a different telling of the same general story.
I would probably be happy if they even changed the title. I wouldn't. I mean, it's very loosely based on the classic storyline, and as a big fan of the original, I felt like maybe they should have just covered it on the original side. But then, with the current DC status, it wouldn't make sense. So. Because Cyborg is no longer officially in the group, they had to replace him with Blue Beetle, which kind of is, you know, I said, I'm more a fan of the original. So a lot of these changes, I wasn't really that happy about. But you know what? Anything that to bring together Marv and George, who was actually featured in the special feature. I think it's a great great deal and great nice, and I believe they might have even gotten a little credit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely have to credit them. The original story is theirs. That storyline was probably, what, mid to late 80s? So it's really a generation and a half ago. And you're right, with all the rebirth and rebooting, it really wouldn't work to tell it authentically today, so I understand they had to take some liberties, but you and I grew up and read the original series when it came out, so we definitely have a kinship to that version.
When there's trouble, you know who to call.
Teen Titans!
From their tower, they can see it all.
Teen Titans!
When there's evil on the attack, you can rest knowing they got your back. Cause when the world needs heroes on patrol, Teen Titans!
There's another straight to Warner Blu-ray that just is coming out, or will be coming out, is The Vixen, which kind of didn't make any sense to me. Why choose The Vixen, who is kind of like a third-rate Justice League member?
Well, I think for diversity's sake, it's nice to have that kind of character, as well as she's been in Legends of Tomorrow, which you of course don't watch. So she has been in that and as one of the team. So I think they want to bring more attention to her. And so, but you're right. By and large, she's been kind of a second-tier character at best.
Another Blu-ray re-release, the Wonder Woman. Is it going to be a steelbook, or is it going to be just a regular Blu-ray case?
Well, for you, they're doing a steelbook. I think it's either Target or Best Buy's exclusive, and it's the commemorative edition of the original animated version, which I think has been somewhat re-edited to become a little bit more PG-13, right?
Oh, no, I think it's going to be a rated R, right?
No, I think it's the other way. I think it's either the same version that's commemorative, maybe some new bonus features, or they are going to kind of make it a bit more family-friendly with the Wonder Woman movie coming to theaters on June 2nd.
Right. Since it's on Steelbook, I may have to buy it again.
I think you have the word may wrong. I think will buy it. So Warner, I'm sure, thanks you in advance for their $20 worth to get you to rebuy the same movie.
I actually own it twice now. Third time's a charm.
Oh, perfect.
All right, let's wrap it up. I think we got to get going. But, any other comic-related stuff coming out which you're excited about? Because I'm almost, very interested in seeing the Cloak & Dagger TV show that's coming up.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear some of the direct-to-TV things that have been optioned or going forward, Runaways being another Marvel property that they're pushing on. The Cloak & Dagger series, Defenders, is coming from Netflix. And then, of course, the summer movies. We've got Spider-Man Homecoming. We've got Valerian, which is from a European novel. So there's plenty to see and do this summer if you take a bit of a look around.
All right. Thanks, John.
Great. Thanks, Beth.
Poor Peter Parker was pitiful. Couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire. But then one day he went to that science lab. That mutated spider came down. Oh, and now Peter crawls over everyone's walls, and he's swinging all over town. La 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 di da, la 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 di la da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evil doers to fight. Harry the rich kid's a friend of his, who horns in on Mary Jane. But to his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain. With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again and again. Oh, la 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 diddy da, la la diddy da da da. Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone. And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on. We'll be right back. Spider-Man, sling us a web tonight. Cause you're brave and you're strong and so limber now, but where'd you come up with those tights? It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try comes round. Oh, la 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 diddy da, la la diddy da da dum.